The days of miracles are not over. Hallelujah. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. We ask believing all things are possible. Hallelujah. Join with me one more time and let Jesus know how thankful we are this morning. Glory! Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Are you redeemed this morning by the precious blood of Jesus? Glory to God. Church, let our visitors know how much we love them and how welcome they are in our service this morning. Hallelujah. We are so thankful for a mighty move of God. Those of you who have come forward this morning for your healing, amen, you take that and you believe what God has done for you. Amen. I believe with all of my heart that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever even ask or think. This morning, if you have the Word of God with you, go with me this morning to the book of 1 Peter. Praise God. Is there joy in the house this morning? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want us to be very careful as we respond to that, because sometimes joy is short-lived. The joy that the world gives is not sustaining. It'll never be able to satisfy the soul. But if you've got real joy this morning, I said, if you have the real joy this morning, that joy that is deep down in our soul, that joy that only cometh from the Lord, then you can glorify Him through tribulations, through troubles, through trials. Amen. In the first book of St. Peter, beginning with the first chapter in verse 3, again, 1 Peter, Chapter 1, beginning with verse number 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, how thankful we are this morning, God, for Your anointing. God, for Your heavenly Spirit, God, that reigneth in this building this morning. God, we thank You for that heavenly manna that flows, for Your healing power, for Your anointing power, for Your delivering power. God, we praise You. God, not only in the good days, but we praise You even in the times of storms, even in the times of tribulation, through trials, God, that come seemingly, God, one after another. We can still lift our head high and lift You up in praise and honor and glory. Father, I ask now that You anoint these lips of clay. God is nothing more than a vessel and an oracle for the Holy Spirit to speak to us this morning. God, give us that word that You would have us to hear. God, anoint us right now that we may be delivered, able to deliver that You've laid upon our hearts. And we'll give You praise and glory. We ask it in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. Give Jesus one more hand clap of praise. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. This morning, allow me to speak for just a little while on unspeakable joy. Unspeakable joy. or unexplainable joy. Amen. Sometimes it's very difficult for the world to understand how one can have joy when it seems like everything around them is falling down around their feet. Sometimes it's very difficult for the world to understand now that we have just left the doctor's office and we didn't receive the news that we wanted to hear. But yet our heart rejoiceth in the fact, amen, that we know that this is only temporary. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I don't plan to live here forever. Amen. I believe that I have a home prepared by Jesus Christ Himself. I'm holding on to that promise. I'm holding on to the promise that He said, I go away and prepare a place. That where I am, you may be also. I'm holding on to the promise, that, amen, that God's going to wipe away every tear from my eye. There'll be no more sadness. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more sickness. And praise God, there will be no more death. In that destination that I call heaven, that glorious place that Jesus Christ Himself has prepared. Unspeakable joy as God began to speak to my heart this week. You know, God's timing is perfect, whether we realize it or not. I said, whether we know what He's doing or not, His timing is perfect. I do not want to dampen your spirit, but I do want to share that this week has not been an exceptionally good week as far as the flesh is concerned. It's been a very trying week. It's been one that if I did not know Jesus, if I did not have Him in my heart, I would have found an opportune time to find a place to weep openly, to ask God, what's going on? And it seems like during those times, it's when our Heavenly Father chooses to just do something special. When He begins to just seem like that. Now, I know that I am not the only one that He is attentive to. But this week, it seemed like I was. Hello? I know God speaks to people all over this world. I know He's a comforter. But every once in a while, it just seemed like I have His undivided attention, and He began to speak to me. He began to give me what no doctor could give me. He began to give me what no other counselor could ever give me. He began to give me, amen, what family members cannot even give me. Amen. He began to give me joy in spite of trouble. He began to lift my spirit in spite of the things around me that when I was battling with. He began to speak to me and let me know, son, this is just a little while. It's not going to be forever. It's going to pass, amen. And where do you see? Where do you see what is provided for you, amen, when you come home to glory? Amen. And that song began to ring and ring in my heart. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Man, joy unexplainable and full of glory. I began to read the Word of God, and I found myself in the book of Peter, and Peter was talking to a group of people and letting them know, man, that don't let the things of this world steal your joy. Don't let the troubles and the trials and the bad news from the doctor steal your joy. Come on. Don't let a trip to assisted living where you see that your mother is not in the best health and you don't understand it, because she spent a lifetime serving God. Had it not been for God, who could give me comfort, even as I stared into my mother's eyes, and I don't think she had an idea who I was. According to the world, it had been an opportune time to begin to cry, begin to ask why. But as I walked out that hall and out to my truck, and I opened that door to go out to the parking lot, something began to bubble within me. The bubble became an eruption. And it began to flow. In a time where tears would probably been accepted. In a time when a poor, pitiful me attitude would probably been understood. I began to lift my hands. And I began to lift my voice. And I begin to rely on the joy that God has placed down in my soul. Joy that no sickness can take away. Joy that no trial can ever touch. Joy that no person can ever rob from you. Joy that Satan wishes he could take, but he can't touch the joy that God has placed within our soul of a born-again believer. Because my joy is not in this world. My joy is not in my feelings. My joy is not in what circumstances I face. My joy is in the place knowing that I've been born again. I've been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I know where I'm going. I know my destination. And I know who made it possible. And the one that made it possible said, I won't leave you and I won't forsake you. Hallelujah. Why, the world says, why and how is this joy attainable? How is it possible? Because can I tell you, as a society, we have been accustomed to relying on good feelings, good opportunities, good material things, supplying our joy. When we rely on such tangible things as that, how easily they can be snatched away from us. How easily we can find that the things that once give us pleasure, the things that once gave us joy and peace and contentment, no longer seem to fit the bill. Amen. Because a doctor can tell you, a financial a planner can tell you, all of a sudden everything that you've ever relied on is no longer available for you. And what do we have then to fall back on when our joy from material things have been taken from us? But can I tell you, to a true believer such as Job, amen, and I don't believe Job is the only one who's ever had things taken from them, but Job understood one thing. There is one thing that Satan cannot touch. There is one thing that I can lose everything that's near and dear to me, but I can still fall on my hands and knees and I can give praise and worship to God. Amen. Fulfilling me with His Spirit. Where does this joy come from? How is this joy attainable? And how is it possible? Peter gives us a great insight. The first thing that he mentions is Christ hath begotten us through His abundant mercy. Can I get a wave of testimony? Is anybody in the sound, under the sound of my voice, the recipient of God's abundant mercy? Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Money can't buy that. Fame cannot touch that. Glory to God. The best health in the world is no better, amen, than what God has given us through His abundant mercy. Amen. I stand here today a new creature in Christ, not because of anything that I have done, not because of who I am, but because of everything He has done, and because of who He is, and because of His shed blood on the cross of Calvary. I stand here today and tell you that through problems, through trials, and through tribulation, there is a smile that comes upon my spirit to know that God will not suffer us more than we're able to bear. And think it not strange concerning the fiery trial. Christ has begotten us. Amen. You know what makes me happy? I've been born again.
Glory to God. Come on, I don't take that lightly. Hallelujah. I don't take that lightly because I know how that price was paid. I know who is responsible for that. I know through the blood of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, I can stand here today and proclaim that I've been born again. Glory to God. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Glory to God. I've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's where my joy comes from. That's the reason the world can't take that joy away. It's unspeakable. It's unexplainable. Another thing that Peter mentioned, he says, we have a lively hope. Do you understand what a lively hope represents? It is an everlasting hope. Come on. It's one that does not fade away. Glory to God. It is one that does not diminish. Amen. No matter what we're facing, no matter what tomorrow may bring, we have an everlasting hope. Glory to God. My hope is not in the workings of this world. My hope, amen, is not in my ability to make things better. My hope, glory to God, is not even in the things that I have around my house that makes life a little bit easier. But can I tell you, I could lose every one of those things, but my hope would still be everlasting, because I have an everlasting hope in an everlasting Father, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, the last. My hope is in Him. My hope is in Him and nothing else. My hope stands in Him, and it is everlasting, Peter said. A lively hope. A hope that is forever alive, regardless of what the circumstance brings, regardless of what the trial is intensified in our life, we still have an everlasting hope. Don't ever let somebody tell you, I have no hope. Amen. If they're saying that, they're placing their hope in the wrong thing. But my hope is in Jesus. How about you? My hope stands in Him and it's everlasting. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why, just those two things alone ought to make us have joy unspeakable and full of glory. But Peter went on to say, we have an inheritance. Glory to God. We have an inheritance. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, amen, but I'm planning to receive my inheritance. Glory to God. It's not here. No, it's not here. Glory to God. These things will pass away, but my inheritance is also everlasting. It has been provided for me by a loving Savior, and I begin to realize how much God has loved me, how much He's brought me from. And let me tell you, when I see these things that begins to bring us down a little bit, amen, I realize that my hope is not in these material things. My hope is in the Lord. I have an inheritance. That inheritance is incorruptible and it's undefiled, and it will never, ever fade away. Glory to God. Things of this world will eventually fade away, but my inheritance provided by my Lord and Savior is incorruptible and undefiled, and it will not, according to the Word of God, fade away. Hallelujah. Church, I want to encourage you this morning, because I don't believe I'm the only one who's ever suffered through a trying week. I thought at one point this week, God, I'm so glad that I know You. God, I'm so glad that You know me. God, I'm so glad that You have my back. Lord, have I told You how thankful I am that You don't leave me and You don't forsake me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. If you can have joy through trials and tribulation, my Lord, at the joy you'll have during the time of peace. Glory to God. Peter said, and that's not all. that's not all that gives us this unspeakable joy that cannot be attained from the world. He goes on to say that we are kept by God's power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am not my own. I've been bought with a price. Amen. And part of that price is the blessing that God protects me. Amen. Everywhere that I go, I live and operate under the divine protection of Almighty God. We are kept by His power through our faith. We are constantly under His protection. Glory to God. I want you to understand that Satan will try to tell you that God doesn't care about you, that God is not concerned about what's troubling you. But I stand to differ with that, to back it up with the Word of God. He is the one that keeps us through problems, through issues, through trials. He'll protect us, even in times, amen, when we don't even realize that we need the protecting hand of God. No wonder the author wrote, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I'll get to the full of glory in a moment. He goes on to say, we are able to rejoice even in heaviness and even through temptations. Hallelujah. You see, Peter understood and realized that every trial and every temptation and every circumstance is not the wrath of God and not the punishment of God, but it's a time for us to grow more dependent upon Him and upon His mercy and His everlasting grace. We need to learn to have joy even when it is not joyous times. Man, as the song says, what can cause an old man that's about to say goodbye to lift up both of those dying hands with a tear running from his eye, with his loved ones gathered all around him? He can just smile and say, don't fear, because the one that brought me through the storm is going to take me home from here. Glory to God. And when God gives you that type of joy, nothing, absolutely nothing in this world can snatch it from you. Hallelujah. The world doesn't understand that. It's inconceivable to them. It's unfathomable to them. To see a saint of God, even in the midst of tribulation, lift their voice to Jesus and love Him and praise Him. Glory to God. Amen. It's not because that there's a trial. It's because He's going to see us through the trial. Amen. I love the mindset of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even if He doesn't, we know He's still able to deliver us. Glory to God. You go into a trial like that, you're not going to be sad very long. Amen. You're going to begin to think about the glory and the promise and the love and the mercy and grace of Almighty God. Amen. And you're going to come out of that trial. Glory to God. The fire will not hurt you. The only thing that it burned was the things that had you bound when you went in there. But when you came out of the fire, you were made loose. Amen. You were made free to glorify Him and praise Him. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable. We're able to rejoice even in heaviness, even through temptations. He goes on to state, because of faith that is more precious than gold. Gold in all of its array and its wonderment and its costly worth can perish, can fade away, can be burned. But the Apostle Peter said, your faith is more precious than that. We study faith. We preach faith. We live by faith. But we need to guard our faith. we need to realize, as I have this week, that it is precious. It is precious. We live by it. We trust God by it. We see feet, folks, healed by it. Those of you that came up this morning, unless you released that precious faith to God, it would be very difficult for you to receive by faith, because we don't see Him. We don't see Him now. We've never seen Him. But because of that precious faith, we believe He is. We believe He's here. We believe He lives within us. That is a precious thing to guard against. And let me tell you why you have to guard against it. Because Satan wants to attack your faith. Hallelujah. He wants to try to tell you, Brother James, what God has already done for you, that it's not going to work. But you got to guard that precious faith. You got to guard it. You say, yes, Lord, you healed me before. You can heal me again. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to fret. You've never failed me yet, God. I'm placing my faith and trust in you. Hallelujah. Precious faith. That even in trials, we give praise and honor to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One of the most stirring and emotional sensations that a parent can have is after the correction of a child, through whatever means that parent uses to chastise that child. When that child comes back and puts their arms around that parent, said, Mama, I love you. I'm so sorry. Daddy, I love you. I'm so sorry you had to chastise me. Hallelujah. Even in chastisement, even when things aren't really going like I want them to go right now, I lift my hands to Almighty God. I love you. I love you. I'm sorry. God, I never want to blame you. I never want to question you. I just want to love you. And I want to praise you. Lord, let that joy bubble up in my life. Let it bubble up in my heart. Let me glorify you from the setting of from the rising of the sun, even to the setting of that same sun. Every day. Regardless of what I'm going through. And the Apostle Peter says, even though we have not seen Him, we love Him. And believe Him. And rejoice with joy. Hallelujah. Unspeakable, unexplainable. Hallelujah. I cannot adequately describe to you the joy that God places within our life when we know that we've been born again, when we know that His precious blood now flows through our veins, when we know that He has taken us from a sinful nature and He picked us up and He placed us on a solid ground and He established our goings and He removed the sin from our life, never to be brought up again, because of His love, because of His mercy. Amen. That's what gives me joy. That's what cannot touch that joy, no matter what I face, no matter what I endure. Hallelujah. And even though I haven't seen Him, I believe Him. And I can feel Him. And full of glory. Full of glory. Is your joy full of glory? We run those together sometimes. But God begin to kind of enlighten me just a little bit. That's two separate entities. Do you know that we can experience joy and never really give rightful thanks for it? I don't have to remind you that there are people today in this world that will receive from you. Sometimes there's never even a thank you because it's just expected. We have become such persons of receiving that sometimes we forget to give back. My Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. What are you saying, Brother Eddie? I'm saying for this unspeakable, unexplainable, wonderful joy that I have, let me never, ever forget to give Him praise that is full of glory, full of honor, full of appreciation, full of thankfulness. I glorify my God. I exalt His name above all names. He is the reason there's joy in my life. He's the reason that we will make it through. He's the reason for my hope and glory. And I don't want to just be the recipient of joy, the recipient of His mercy and grace, without giving to Him the glory and honor due Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And it ought to come automatic. We should never have to be told to praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I hope you've been coming to this sanctuary long enough to know, amen, that it's all right to praise the Lord. It's all right to clap your hands. It's all right to glorify God. Amen. Hallelujah. We understand. We know what it's about. Amen. When you're full of joy, it's going to bubble out. You can't keep it hid. Glory to God. Other folks are going to see the joy that abounds in your life. Even though it's unexplainable and unspeakable to the world. Amen. We know where our joy comes from. As we can glory in tribulation, we can glory in trials, we can certainly glory in the times of peace. I'm going to ask the musicians if they would come back to the instruments. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we don't claim to have an order of service. We just let God do what He wants to do. Yeah. If He wants to have the altar call before sermon, that's okay with me.
Yeah.
When you have an altar call before the sermon, amen, you can enjoy the sermon better. Glory to God. Yes, ma'am. God can do it. God can do it. Amen. God can do it.
Both of them program. God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory. Joy. Unspeakable. Joy unspeakable. Full of glory. Full of glory. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
God's good, isn't he?
Let's do F. F. Joy.
One day I was walking in a world of fear. No rest for my weary soul. Then I met a man who said he'd be my my friend, all my burdens. He did roll, God took those worldly desires. He gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. Well, it's joy in my heart, joy in my mind. It's joy since that happy day. I've got joy in my hands, joy in my feet. Well, it's joy in every way. God took the worldly desire. He gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. I got my eyes on Jesus, got my mind made up. I'm gonna tell it everywhere that I go. Well, there ain't nobody gonna turn me around. You see, Jesus is in control. He took the worldly desires, gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. Wave to him if you got joy. Joy in my heart, joy in my mind. It's joy since that happy day. I've got joy in my hands, joy in my feet. Well, it's joy in every way. God took the worldly desire, gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. If you got joy, give him praise this morning. Hallelujah.